Blog Talk Radio.
Today, get ready for it. This is a special edition of Christian Talk. It's our Christian Talk special, and we're so glad that you joined in with us tonight. Hi, Tasila. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And we have when we do our Christian Talk special, you are the guest, our listeners. You are the guest, so we would like for you to call in. Now, I know that you can click on our picture wherever you see our post, and you can listen from your computer, but we prefer tonight that you dial in because we want to hear your feedback on our topic for tonight. So for right now, call your friends, call your family members, tell them to dial in, 646-668-8537. Send them an inbox, a text, do something. But give them a call, okay? And have them to dial in, because we want to hear plenty of feedback tonight and on our topic for tonight. So, Pastor Tasila, are you ready for this evening?
I am. I'm excited, too, and fired up.
I know you're fired up. So am I. We're pretty fired up here with our topic for tonight and with some of the things that's going on that we really want to share with you. But well, to start it off, actually, let's go ahead and have what we know to be Yes, indeed. Our TNT moment is actually going to last for a little bit longer than a moment, because you, our listeners, are going to participate in it. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and start it. So what are we talking about tonight, Pastor Tasila?
Oh, we're talking about the advancement of the genderless restrooms for public school kids and the homosexual agenda that they're, you know, placing in the public school. And first I want to ask all the Christians to alert and do not allow the systems of this world to throw you into serving their gods. We are entering into a time where the systems are trying to get you to serve other gods, which is small g gods, idols. And in Deuteronomy 13, the covenant that you have is with your God. And that covenant says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams of someone with their own visions and give you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass that he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you have the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. And you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice and cleave unto him." So the advancement of the genderless restrooms for public school kids is another way for Satan to steal their minds, their moral compass of, you know, to steal your kids' identity. And perversion is one of his main tools used for breaking and depleting the spirit of mankind. We saw that in Sodom and Gomorrah. But what are the purpose of these systems that is starting to come up? It's to separate you from your God. Right, Pastor T?
Absolutely.
To separate you.
Absolutely.
And to give forth darkness for light, and to make evil good, and to put forth unrighteousness as if it's righteous, and, you know, bringing confusion. But what could possibly destroy your relationship with God, your church, your family, your home, and give you a bad conscience towards God, and break off your moral compass? And I want to make sure all Christians are aware about it, so when it's presented, you will know what's going on and how it could affect you. And it's a bill that they have now implemented. And I don't know if I spoke about this before, but I think I told a few people and Pastor T. But this bill is called the H.R. 5, or Equality Act. And you might say, well, what is that? Exactly is that? But it is an immoral implication from the government to dictate what you believe, what you can do, and what will be penalized for not doing according to this bill. This will highly affect Christians and their belief system. This bill that's already in place and that is being played out, and a lot of people are asleep. They don't realize what's going on, that and it's highly affecting Christianity and our system that God has already put in place. And if they allow transgenders the right to participate in women's sports, then they can also go into the women's locker room and change their clothes, and male and females can be dressing together, and so forth and so on. But starting today as we speak, I mean, this Wednesday, December 8, 2021, a mandatory posting in every restroom in the Chicago school system must be present of genderless restrooms, gender-neutral bathrooms, and hand-washing stations. What is that? These are laws from the pits of hell. Adult men sharing restrooms with 10, 11, and 12-year-old girls? I don't think that's correct. Churches would be forced to hire people who do not believe in what we believe in morally or scripturally. Christians should flood the White House right now and call your Congress, call your governors, call your aldermen. You should be flooding the airwaves and writing letters regarding all of this stuff that they're doing. A guy can come in a girl's team, on a girl's team, who has worked to get like a scholarship and totally destroy her hard work with this act. Guys performing on all-girl teams, if the universities do not accept or conform, they can lose their accreditation. And that's just ridiculous because of a law that's put in place. This is just darkness coming in a legal form. And Daniel 7:25 is speaking concerning the 10 kings of the earth, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hands until a time and time and the dividing of time, but the judgment shall sit. And they shall take away his dominion and destroy it until the end. Who are they? They shall take away his judgment and his dominion. Who are they but you, who takes the authority from the enemy and destroys it? And remember, yes, what God said in Luke chapter 10 when he says, now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority to trample over the kingdoms. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power of Satan that Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. And this is something that I really do want a lot of Christians to wake up and hold on to. We don't have to just take stuff. God has given us power and authority to stand up and tear down and break things off. We don't have to just sit here anymore and just go for it. And he said, I gave you kingdoms and dominion and greatness in your kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. And this Equality Act is totally going against God's laws, his statutes. Did you know that, Pastor T, that in, yes, England, they teach their children, mm-hmm, how to cross-dress.
What?
They actually teach their children and condone the boys wearing girls' clothes and the girls wearing boys' clothes, and they give them that option. if they want to do it. And you teach your children, Christians in the United States, teach them how to see visions. Teach them how to prophesy. Teach
yes.
them how to cleave
Amen.
To God and hear his voice.
yes.
Them
yes.
the way that they should go. And they won't depart, even when they bring this wickedness in their face. Now, listen, this act, which is the H.R. 5 Act, it turns individuals' beliefs about their sexuality, orientation, and gender identity into a protected class. Under the 1964 Civil Rights Act and 1968 Fair Housing Act, it empowers the federal government to impose punishments to citizens who dissent from sexual orientation and gender identification, including medical professionals and schools, parents, women, men, boys, girls, businesses, churches, and charities. It doesn't matter. This bill will violate your rights to freedom and of a godly conscience and your religion and your freedom to speak. This bill will also take away the authority of the local communities to determine who is allowed in single-sex facilities and whether biological men and boys are allowed to join women and girls' sports teams, clubs, or organizations. This is to erase what God has created, male and female. Many places already have genderless restrooms, and it just started today and was mandatory in the public schools in Chicago, but many places, even in Vegas and even in stores. So if you even report that guys are in a ladies' room, like I had to do once, you stand a chance of being punished legally now because it's a law. And then you become the outcast and you become canceled. You're in because this is a cancel culture if you don't go along with what they're saying. This bill is criminalizing Christianity. It's the things that God has written and placed, the laws, judgments, statutes, and our hearts. They're trying to act like we're the criminals and we will be penalized for it. And even if you are a doctor, did you know this, Pastor T? You will not
What's
be
that?
Able to treat gender like the doctors. They're under this bill also. Like if you have a person and they have gender dysphoria, and to your best judgment, and even if a referral to another doctor that you don't want to take care of it, you can be in violation of H.R. 5.
Wow.
Like, say, for instance, someone is seeking gender transformation and is out of your practice and you refer them to another doctor, you can be banned and license removed if it's misunderstood.
Oh, that's
this is
just,
really
man, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, under this law, transgender advocates are recommending puberty blockers for children at the age of 11 years old and cross-sex hormones at the age of 16 and sex reassignment surgery at the age of 18 under gender identification or H.R. 5. Hospitals are being sued in California and in New Jersey as we speak, because the hospital's doctors decline to remove the reproductive organs of healthy patients. If they don't give them their operations, even though they understand that children are confused sometimes, they can lose also their license.
That is ridiculous.
And
yeah, that is just... That's terrible.
It is. It's even more than that because medications can be given without parental consent. Your children also can be removed from school and given an abortion and placed back in a class without the parent even knowing anything. they can also have, this is just ridiculous. We are in a Cold War.
I know, it's unbelievable. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you are Jewish or a Christian doctor, this automatically goes against your biblical beliefs. And there are 7 billion people all over the world, and this bill is so imbalanced to the ratio of those that want it and those that don't. I don't understand how just a small group of people can make such a big difference. And parents are actually losing their rights to their own children. And because everybody knows that children go through things, you know, and, you know, children, they have their minds are changed and they're always going through things. And with that said, 98% of them work it out as they get older. And in this bill, there will be no discrimination against a married same-sex couple. You can be sued for preaching that also, Pastor T. Speaking against
same-sex.
Same-sex marriages is inappropriate, and this bill violates America's constitutional freedom and weaponizing civil rights laws to punish those who do not hold their beliefs. Equality is great. Mm. We know that because God gives equality, but not this bill. They hate the fact that the Bible, if you have a biblical belief concerning homosexuality, they want you to give up your God-given moral compass and belief and conscience. It gives supremacy to those who are against the Bible. If you are in a, like have an adoption agency, and if you do not adopt to two men or two women or that are married, you can lose your license to run your own adoption agency. In H.R. 5, there is no religious exemptions. If they come to your church or school and you don't hire, now listen at this, and this is really interesting. If you do not hire LGBTQR, you will be closed down. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3:3, because they want to create man into their own image. But in 2 Timothy 3:3, it says, know this, there, and we're talking about this whole genderless thing and all this sin that is going on. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. People of God, this is a weaponry that is being used as a legal wrecking ball to churches or religious organizations, or it's taken away your freedom as a Christian and even to speak against these things. And even a clean conscience towards God, getting you to consider the thoughts of the wicked and serve the gods of perversion. Basically, that's what it is. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested to all men as they are uncovered and busted. Pray against this ungodly wickedness. Pray for your kids and your grandkids. And use your godly authority, for the judgments of God is already set against this wickedness. Do your part and protest in heaven and on earth. It's not something that we're making up. God already set the judgments against this. Didn't he, Brother T?
That's right. Absolutely. And you know, Sister Tasila, I really can't believe that this is really happening right now in some of these states that you had mentioned. You know, boys, girls, and teenagers can go into public bathrooms together in our public schools. This is just totally ridiculous. Right. You know, let's just break it down so that you really understand. What all of that means is that if you're 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and even 17-year-old, I'm just talking about school people right now. If your daughter is in the restroom in school, a boy of the same age or older can come in the restroom with her. That's what this means. Whoever came up with this is perverted, in my opinion, straight out.
Exactly.
I have daughters and granddaughters, and I wouldn't want a young man or a man walking in on them while they're in the restroom. These local governments that are allowing these things are opening the door to many unwanted problems. They're going to have a lot of problems with this. First of all, they are promoting and condoning the sexual urges of young men and young women, awakening their sexual intimate love before time. They're awakening love before time. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4 says, "Young women of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not stir up or awaken love until the appropriate time." You are causing these young kids to rush these desires when neither the girl or the boy is ready. They're not ready mentally or spiritually. Even their hormones are still developing. Yes, and that's why most of the time it's already out of control. This is the age when they must learn, these young kids must learn how to be disciplined sexually. If they're not disciplined, then they'll grow up and be rapists or perverts of all kinds because you're promoting it. Pornography is already out of control. It's already out of control. And now these local governments are going to allow both male and female young kids to share the same restroom at an age that they are both still developing mentally and physically and sexually. Come on, America. Let's get real.
Okay,
I want to talk to the men. Let me talk to the men for a minute, okay? Just think about it, men. When you were young, you know, those ages that I was talking about, when you were young, you would have loved to run into the girls' restroom. It was fun. You wanted to see what you could see. And all of this was because of your sexual curiosity and out-of-control hormones. But if you really think about this, back then now, if you really, really had to use the restroom yourself, I mean really have to use it, you know, sit down. If you really had to do that, you wouldn't want the girl that you had a crush on to enter into the restroom at that time, would you? Think about it. It's a personal, private thing. Even when young girls who are reaching that age when their bodies go through their monthly cycle, they don't want a boy to be in there during these times trying to peek at them. And that's what they'll do. Make no mistake about it. These are young, immature kids. They'll do this. Think about what you're doing, leaders. What are you people thinking? The restroom is personal. Yeah. And no one from the opposite sex should be in there with you. There are too many perverts in this world already. And with this agenda that these leaders have in place, they're producing more perverts. That's exactly what's happening. I'm calling it like it is. That's what we do on Christian Talk. Do you want to know? Pastor Tasila, you made it very clear why they were doing this in the first place with this law. They're trying to appease the transgenders, men and boys who have had a sex change, men and young men, rather, who have had a sex change, think that now they're girls and women. They think that now they're a girl and they're a woman now because they had a sex change.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with women and young girls who had sex changes. Mm-hmm. Now they think they're men and boys.
Mm-hmm.
This is not true. It's not true. If you are a man and you had a sex change, you are still a man. Wake up. You're still a man. You are a man that had a sex change, but you're still a man and should not be in a girl's restroom. Christians, you cannot condone this transgender agenda. It is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1 makes it clear. The Lord says, he that is wounded in the stones. Now, they use the stones, they sharpen them, use the stones for cutting, or hath his privy member cut off. His privacy, his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, because it's an abomination. What these people are doing, changing their sex, is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. So understand that this is their underlying agenda that these states are enforcing and condoning. They're promoting and allowing these genderless restrooms in public schools, you know, starting with the kids, in order to make room for transgender people. This is Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, and it's a sin in the sight of the Lord. It seems that America will try their best to have every restroom in America be genderless restrooms. You know, no more men or women restrooms. Everybody goes to the same restroom. Well, I'll tell you this. No man will go into a restroom while my wife is in there. Okay. All right. Let me stop now. I'll stop now because I want to hear your views on this. We want to open up the lines. Don't go away. We will be right back after this.
Glory to the newborn King.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. But we have a hot topic right now that we're talking about. And I have Jackie Scott from California. She's on the line, and she just she wants to give you her take on this whole situation. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, yes.
All right.
What
do you think about this?
Wow, this is a subject that is so dark in this day and age. I would have never thought this would happen. I mean, I am a ex-homeschooler, and I can't even imagine this going on, and they're taking my rights away and taking from this. I'm just in shock. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. It's a dark, dark day for America.
It really is.
It sure is. And what I say to that, Jackie, is that the battle lines are drawn, and that's why I say, Christians, be alert, because it's light versus darkness, truth versus lies.
Got it.
And righteousness versus unrighteousness. And they're calling evil good and good evil. And it's holiness and it's being placed for unholiness, you know, unholiness for holiness and morality for immorality. And this corruption has been accepted. And these are all demons of lust and perversion. And if the people don't wake up. We're going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah because they did not have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
They didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't have the Bible like we do, the truth like we do. And they're going to speak up against this generation, the people in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Because, we really thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for bringing this subject on tonight. It is a hot one, but it is one that needs to be said. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, Jackie, a lot of people, Jackie, will be offended probably when they hear this because Pastor Tosila didn't pull any punches. I didn't pull any punches. And we're just telling it like it is, you know. And it will offend a lot of people, but offenses must come, you know. And we have to say what we say. I like what Pastor Tosila said. If you're either you're with the Lord or you're not, you know.
Exactly.
Either you believe the word or you don't believe the word, you know. And it's not us, you know. It's not necessarily, you know. People will say, well, you know, stop judging. And I like what she said earlier when she said, well, if God already judged you, we're basically trying to help you to change, you know, or ask for help if you can't change, because that's what the Lord is saying. You might be caught up in homosexuality, and even some people are caught up in it. They want out. Everybody that's gay aren't just happy being gay. Some people want out. They want to stop being gay, but they don't know how to stop. But if the Lord is saying, I'm here, I'm the deliverer, I can deliver you from that bondage of homosexuality. Just ask me. Just want to be delivered and call on my holy name and I will deliver you. And then there are those who love the lifestyle, they want to stay, and that's their choice. They want to stay in it, but also know there's a consequence behind it. And you have chosen what you want to do. And so that's just how it goes. But God has already judged the situation. If God said something was a sin in the Old Testament, it's still a sin in the New Testament. It's still a sin to this very day. It's still a sin. He didn't change his mind. It's still what it is.
Still a sin in your nostrils.
Amen.
And
that's what they're going to have to answer to on Judgment Day.
Exactly. And Jackie, you mentioned that you were a homeschooler, and and you know, I don't think I don't know if they have any laws for people that are homeschoolers. You know, what they have to do. You might be free from all of this mess. You know. Because most homeschoolers, yeah, they homeschool their own children, right?
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah,
others
yeah,
too, but mostly it's their own children. So you might be safe on that end, you know. So I just tell, hey, everybody, become homeschoolers. Homeschool your grandkids. Homeschool your children. Be homeschoolers.
Yeah. I hope that will help. Because it's unfortunate, but everybody, you know, all the kids can't do that, and their parents can't do that. But it's a sad day. That's all. God bless you.
It really is. Oh, thank you, Jackie, for letting us know what your views on what's happening. You know, this will be a much better place. You know, if people would really embrace Jesus Christ. That's just the bottom line of it. They have to do it, but Satan is so busy trying to keep us from even considering, or trying to keep people, not us, but people from considering Jesus Christ. But this will be a much better world, a much better place, if the world believes.
Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive Him, I think that this will be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God, who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world we're in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with death and green. It's the world we're in.
Everybody now.
We're gonna sing.
Jesus is King. The world is going to know that Jesus is King. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 1, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. What delight comes to the one who follows God's ways? He won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the sinner's seat. His pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in the true revelation of light. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. But how different are the wicked? All they are is dust in the wind, driven away to destruction. The wicked will not endure the day of judgment, for God will not defend them. Nothing they do will succeed or endure for long, for they have no part with those who walk in truth. But how different it is for the righteous. The Lord embraces their paths as they move forward, while the way of the wicked leads only to doom. Amen and amen. So don't grow weary in doing good. As you work for the Lord, continue to work for the Lord. The things you're doing for him, continue to do for him. Don't grow weary in well-doing. You see that it appears that the wicked is prospering. They're really not, actually. They're trying a lot of things. But God has the last word. It is God's will be done. Just it is written, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, just as it is in heaven. Amen, Tasila?
Amen. And I just want to say that there's like a war going on. A lot of people are asking, what's happening? And like the sister just spoke on, Jackie said, I can't believe it, what's going on, because it's a war. And the battle lines are drawn, and you got to choose what side you're on. And it's no more playing in the middle or being on the fence. When the Lord sent the angels to Sodom and Gomorrah, I just want to talk about a little bit about what happened there. And today some people might not be practicing homosexuality, but condoning what God hates. And that is still a form of a disloyal heart to the will of God.
Yeah.
We ought to love what God loves and hate what he hates. Like right now, our governor is a married man, yet he performs same-sex marriages. And that's because he has gay in his heart, like Lot's wife. And we all should do a heart check, all of us, all the time, daily. We should do one, but we should always just take a little time out and do a little heart check to make sure we are all on the side of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if homosexuals arrive and a person, you know, once had asked us, what would you do if they came to your church? Well, if the homosexuals arrive at our church, we should receive them in love and explain to them that their behavior is unacceptable to God, and if they are willing to put away that lifestyle and be delivered, then we can receive them. But not if they feel like they don't want to be delivered. They should not be able to flaunt their demonic ways and living before the congregation. So, you know, it's handled accordingly. And we're not judging. God already judged, just like you said. Jesus said, in the beginning, right, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, Even Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 18:22 says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with the womankind. It is an abomination. And people are trying to please each other, but you need to just worry about pleasing God. And it says, wherefore God also gave them up to an unclean mind because of the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what we're seeing now. God already set the judgment. He already said it was wrong. He destroyed a whole city for it. And he already put it all throughout the scripture. Pastor T just read something that says, if you cut your private parts, you will not enter into the kingdom. And he said, you're trying to change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, or because of this, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving within themselves that reward of their error was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a mind void of judgment. What you're witnessing is mentalities that have gone mad, that is without the Holy Spirit, without the blood, without the presence of God. This is the mind of the human race that has gone mad and without judgment, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which do such things are worthy of death. That's what God said. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So not only is God against those that doing them, but he's against those who have that same thing in their heart. They're co-conspirators. They're going along with it. So don't be like Lot's wife and having gay in your heart. Because sometimes I've heard people say, oh, leave them alone, or don't say anything. We have to say something, because God has already said it. He already laid it out. And actually what we're saying is to bless and help you so that you can enter into the kingdom. Don't continue in that lifestyle and think you're going to make it into the kingdom of God. God just spoke against it. And he said, you will not enter his kingdom with that lifestyle. And so this is not a judgment or a put down. This is a warning. This is a turnaround, about face, help. We're trying to help. We're not trying to put anybody down, because it says that no one was without sin. Before we came to Christ, we was all had something going on. But this thing and is coming after our children, is trying to grab the kids before they're able to even decide whether this is right or wrong. And a lot of you adults out there, you know it's wrong. You know you don't want your grandchildren in the restroom with rapists and murderers and homosexuals and people that are reprobate in their minds, because this is just really... is this going to cause another Sodom and Gomorrah? And that's why I'm asking the people to be alert, send out things to your congressmen and to the people, your mayors. In this particular case, I think a mayor put these rules and regulations in place in Chicago, and it's already on board. And so a lot of people don't even know these things are happening. We just sound any alarm. Right, Pastor T?
Absolutely. And even right now I'm feeling the need to even pray for Christians who may be struggling in this area, of homosexuality. You're a Christian, you believe in the Lord, but yet you have this struggle. For those who are non-Christians, I'm praying for you too, that you will come to know who the Lord is and that you will be willing to change your ways. Just make the first step and God will take care of it. God will do the rest. Don't live in this type of lifestyle. And not just homosexuality, but adultery and fornication. Just be careful with what you're doing and the things that you say, the things that you promote and put and invest your money in. A lot of these things are against the things of God. And Christians, be very careful. I pray that those that are struggling with this spirit, this demon of homosexuality, something that they know, this perverted demon, that know that this sin is a sin that is completely, totally against God. I pray for your deliverance. Call on the name of the Lord and let him pull you out of this lifestyle. No matter what they say, for a man to be with another man as though he's with a woman, it is sin. It is not natural. Mm-hmm. It is unnatural. For a woman to be with another woman as though she would be with a man, it's sin. It is not natural. All of this is unnatural. But Satan has deceived your minds. You're living in deception. You think you're in love with this man, this one man. You think you're in love with this other man. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You're not in love with that man. They have your mind. Those spirits have taken your mind. Woman, you're not in love with that woman. I don't care how long you've been together. I don't care what all you guys that you have gone through. You are not in love with that person. That spirit has your mind, and you need to be delivered from this. Get mad at me if you want to, but I'm saying it because I care. And I would like for everyone that's in the presence of our voice, T. Myron Tasila, everyone, to enter into the kingdom of the living God. You don't know what real love is. You don't know what real life and true living is. You don't know what pleasures forevermore is. You don't know what beauty. You don't know what brightness, what goodness really is until you are in the presence of the living God who is full of beauty. He is full of beauty. His love and mercy is always upon you. Call on him right now and be delivered. Oh, Lord, I repent. I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enter into my life. Enter into my heart and make me a child of God. And then be baptized. That's all the time we have for today. We love you guys. Tune in again next week, same time, and it'll be Christian Talk, our regular program. God bless you all. Pastor Tasila?
Praise the Lord and be blessed. We love you all. We'll keep you all in prayer. Send us your feedback to christiantalkr@gmail.com. Bye.
Amen. Goodbye.